Hi, everyone. I know recently we announced we were going to 2 episodes a week and then 3 episodes a week. But you know what? There are just too many episodes. So we are going to back to 5 episodes a week. Still a reduction from 7, but there were just too many interviews scheduled, and I didn't want to make all the authors wait for too long. So I hope you can keep up with me. Listen to 1 a week as you're on your way to work or on your way home or putting your kids to bed or whatever it is you're doing. Moms don't have time to read books now 5 times a week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLaughlin. Jay McLaughlin is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLaughlin and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLaughlin stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLaughlin's local and loyal programming. Host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLaughlin's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern. And the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLaughlin. And so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLaughlin is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20, capital ZIBBY20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital ZIBBY20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white, open, long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal striped sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLaughlin. Thanks so much. Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and this is Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. As a mom of 4 kids in New York City and a writer myself, I know all too well how short everyone is on time, so I'm here to help. I'm going to interview authors and writers of all types about their work, especially as it relates to parenting and family issues. Hopefully you can listen while doing 8 million other things and fall in love with these talented scribes and their fantastic books, essays, and songs like I have, plus get some tips on surviving parenthood. For more about me, you can check out my essays at zibbyowens.com. Also, this episode has been sponsored by Chloe's Fruit, the cool way to eat fruit. Just fruit, water, and a touch of organic cane sugar. I don't know about you, but my kids are obsessed with Chloe's Pops. I secretly sneak the dark chocolate pops when they're not looking for a guilt-free delicious treat. Check them out on chloesfruit.com. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
I'm here with Dan Lotti, singer-songwriter from Danger Muffin, who's going to answer a few questions about his amazing talents.
Oh, right on. Would love to.
Awesome. So how and when did you start songwriting?
Well, I was very young when I started. Actually, when I was like 3 years old, we had this old piano in like part of our house, and I picked out like We Three Kings, like way back in the day, just out of the blue. And my parents were like, oh my God, how does this 3-year-old picking out this thing? And then when I was in like elementary school, I did like the musicals and stuff. I was really into that. And I guess I started writing songs when I was in like freshman year of high school. Had like a grunge rock band, you know, and I loved it. Like I always enjoyed writing and just creating, and it was definitely my outlet. Kind of kept me grounded, you know.
Yeah, that's great. And when you're writing the lyrics, do you have a sense of the melody of the music that you're going to want to go with it?
I do. For me and my process, it starts with the melody. Like oftentimes it'll be like in my quietest moments, I hear it in my head. Like I'm about to fall asleep and I literally hear something, and I have to like, no matter how tired I am, I have to like jump up and pick up my phone or whatever and record it. Otherwise it's, sometimes I don't do that and they're gone forever. So for me in my process, it starts with the melody and what I hear. And then usually the lyrics are like the final stamp of the song.
And when you're writing the lyrics, how do you do that? Are you sitting at a desk with the pencils scribbling? Are you at your computer? Do you do it on the road while you're touring? Or
usually at home, you know, I'll put the lyrics together. I use a computer. I think that's fine. You know, just a lot of it for me starts with sort of like free-form writing, like kind of object writing. So if I'm like, if I have like a title for a song, I'll start to just kind of write stuff about whatever any given topic is and just sort of free form and just see what starts to come up, and some things, you know, start to, and just kind of whittle it down from there. And yeah, I mean, that's kind of my process with it. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Unlike other songwriters, most of your songs are not about love and relationships only, but about spirituality, moments in the everyday. Is this intentional? Did you decide on this as a major theme, or how did that come about?
Well, it's really inspirational for me. I mean, I think if you listen to the early albums of Danger Muffin, it's a little more alt country, almost like Americana, and we're kind of talking a little bit more about like drinking and stuff like that, and just kind of, you know, doing our own thing. There was still an element of like making your own path in life. You know, that's always kind of what it's been for me. I never really felt right about, you know, kind of going in a sort of scripted way, if you will, with life. And so music was always kind of like my out, and the path for me in that regard. And then sort of as the years progressed and the more that I kind of studied, you know, yeah, I just get really inspired by these sort of topics. I mean, and then to be able to take it and be inspired enough to put it into a song, and then to step out on a stage and play it every night and meet awesome people every night that reach out and say how much it means to them. It's like, you know, it's, we may not be like the biggest band in the world, but it's, I feel like we're making a difference because of that, you know? And it's like every little bit, no matter how big or small, it helps. And obviously the world kind of needs that right now, and I need it. I mean, it's for me, it's a healing experience for me every time that I sing and perform these songs. You know, I'll just keep rambling about it. Like we'll be in the van, like cooped up in traffic, and everybody's a little snippy or whatever, and then once, you know, start playing music, it's just like this healing process. And I think it starts with me, you know, because it saved my life. I mean, music definitely saved my life. So
how so?
Well, when I was younger, like I said, I didn't really feel like I didn't really like school, you know, I just didn't care for it. And I sort of rebelled a lot, and I got in some trouble when I was young. And, then I kind of had some older friends of the family, and they kind of started pushing me in this direction of music, you know, and that's where my attention went. You know, started playing guitar, and then I had these friends in the neighborhood, and I would like get my amp and guitar on a little dolly, and I'd wheel it down to the other end of the neighborhood, and we'd jam in the garage, and it was like the greatest thing, you know. And it really brought my attention to that into something constructive and again healing. So I've been working with it for a while in my life. There were definitely points, like when I first moved to South Carolina, where I wasn't playing music. And it literally felt like something was missing in my life, you know, like I just wasn't clicking, you know, it's off. And then I was like, I need to be playing music more again. And once I did, it was like floodgates, like friends galore, you know, everybody that I'm connecting with. And literally it was like that. So it's just, I'm constantly reminded of, you know, how much of a role it's supposed to play in my life, for better or for worse, you know.
And luckily it benefits everybody else.
Yeah, I do. I feel like it's a spiritual path, you know, a spiritual work for me. It's given me a lot of time to kind of study things in my own way and read books. And I'm very inspired by like the yogic study, you know, like Autobiography of a Yogi, Paramahansa Yogananda was big for me. And really, I guess it was about 2009, I really started to get into a daily meditation practice and with the yoga, the stretching. And slowly and surely, I stopped like drinking. It's been like 5 years since I even had one drink. I just don't think about it, you know, because I'm more like thinking about really feeling everything, you know. And the more that I can get into that and just get into that process, that it seems like the more I hear the songs in my head, the more that it sort of manifests in my life. And it's this very slow growth, very like beautiful process.
That's great.
Yeah, it is.
If you don't mind, I'm just going to read a few of your lyrics from Ode to My Heritage.
Sure.
And then maybe you could talk about how you came up with this song or what brought it on. I'm going to butcher this compared to your beautiful singing of it, but I'll just give it a shot. Pulls me forward, feels so strong. Ode to my heritage, wherever I'm from. Makes me wonder where they've gone. Ode to my heritage, wherever I'm from. Rising, falling, on the tip of my tongue. Ode to my heritage, wherever I'm from. Now I'm grievous under their thumb. Ode to my heritage, wherever I'm from. And it goes on from there.
It does.
So
yeah.
Tell me more about this particular song.
Yeah, well, that Ode to My Heritage is sort of the pinnacle of the album. You know, that's sort of the title track of the record. And a lot of it is sort of about just reconnecting with the past in such a way that it's empowering for people, you know. I think that, you know, there's been a disconnect with some of the sort of more natural energies, you know. If you listen to really any Danger Muffin album, it's always about like the ocean and the sun and the wind and all these sort of elemental things that everybody can relate with. And it's sort of, that's kind of like our heritage a little bit, is like getting back to that, the sense of connection and like purpose and communication with it, you know. A lot of that album was sort of inspired by my wife's work, her practice of being an herbal medicinal practitioner, and just watching her like grow and learning about all these sort of older principles that are like, we're really just hanging on by a thread, you know. Mm-hmm. And then to just see her embracing it and learning it and training and apprenticing and bringing it back. It's such a rich tradition that's there. You know, so I think that kind of is indicative of all these older traditions and religions, and not really religions, but like a lot of like indigenous people and indigenous practice. You know, we've been to Peru a couple times. We're actually going in like a week and a half again, which we're super excited about, as you can imagine. We just feel very drawn to this place. And we just feel like there's so much to be said for connecting with your roots and your past and your heritage. And it's not just that, but it's also like for every single, you know, sort of race of people, like connected with their land, you know, every single thing is like a piece of the puzzle, you know, and we can all put it together and like really take a big step forward, you know, as humanity. And so I think that was my hope for the album, is to sort of wake up to the possibility that there is more than likely a lot that's happened, you know, that we're not sort of readily educated about, you know, that is potentially suppressed maybe through, maybe not directly, maybe directly, you know, and that it's more about just kind of realizing that and just empowerment.
That's great. Yeah. You mentioned your wife and Dancing Sage Apothecary. Yeah. And her whole, we have lots of tea in our house.
That's great.
All the time.
We drink it every day. How
does it work with you traveling all the time, having to leave your wife and going on tour, and you guys travel more than anybody. Your tour schedule is crazy. It's so impressive.
Well, we do about 150 shows a year.
Wow.
You know, which is a lot. You know, it doesn't get easier. Mm-hmm. You know, leaving my home, it's the opposite. It gets harder. And that's not easy to do, you know. But she's always been very supportive of me from day one with what we're doing. And we have a very sort of deep intellectual connection bond where she totally understands what the work is to me and what I'm here to do from a, you know, spiritual sort of perspective. And so that kind of keeps us going, you know, and sort of keeps the focus where it needs to be. It's not easy though, you know, but it's just a balance with everything, you know. We had a pretty chill winter, which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to kind of be home a lot with her and my two dogs.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You know, we have a Catahoula hound and a red tick coon hound that we love. You know, it's just family. And might be harder to leave them sometimes because they don't understand. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're kind of like, they hear zippers, you know, and they're like, "Where are you going?" kind of thing. But they know I'm always coming back. So.
That's great. Do you have any advice to any aspiring songwriters out there or any type of writers in general?
Absolutely. You know, I think the idea of just following your heart, you know, if you're doing what you love and your heart's in the right place with it, then you just keep doing it. And then everything that comes along, all the challenges are there for you to experience and for them to be the sort of catalyst for you to sharpen your axe as you go along the way, you know. So you know, do it for yourself. Never do it for anybody else. Like, it's always about your healing and your process. And once you put the impetus on that and you just go into the darkness, if you will, and just keep pushing one foot in front of the other, then you'll inevitably make progress, you know. So that would be my advice. Just do what you love. And really, it's like that. The rest will follow. It creates abundance in your life when you do that, you know. If you're not in it for the right reasons, it'll reveal it to you, the artistic path. You know, it's like a purification almost, you know.
Have you ever thought about writing anything other than music?
I have. You know, I've thought about that. I mean, I definitely would have a lot to say, you know, if I wrote a book, you know. But I think for right now, you know, I have X amount of energy to put toward the creative process, and I'm more about just staying as streamlined as I can to make sure I'm hearing the songs as they come in and developing them in a responsible way. And sometimes I feel like if I did that, it would kind of scatter my energy a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to stay focused with my work right now, with what I'm doing. But in the future, you know, as I have log a few more miles, maybe, you know, I would love to do that. You know, I definitely think I could write a few books.
And what is your hope for the future? I know you've been so successful. You have 6 albums, touring everywhere. You're on Sirius XM radio. What's your fantasy for where Danger Muffin is headed in the next couple years or 10 years?
I just want to stay open to it. You know, I don't want to put an expectation on it. You know, I think that that's actually the thing that crushes your artistry. You know, if you put an expectation on where you think you should be and then you don't meet it, you know, then you're going to go through all the rigmarole of your thoughts. And so I try to stay away from expectation with it and just stay open to whatever it is. And I really feel like the path that we're on and the people that we're reaching and the family that we're growing is, it's all that I want. You know, I don't think you can really go in at, you know, with like, it needs to be this or else kind of
right.
thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be what it's going to be. And, you know, it's important to be able to feel that sort of pace with it and like connect with it and realize that there's so much for you to learn in any given moment. I feel like where we are right now is it's a beautiful, like slow unfolding of the music and the way it's reaching people. You know, it's never like one type of person that gets it. You know, it's all different walks of life that come into the same room for any given night. You know, we're not this huge sort of godlike rock band, you know, but that's okay. Like it's not really about that, you know? And that's what I'm saying. Like a lot of people, they put the bar so high, you know, and it's more about just being in the moment with it and like just connecting, seeing the beauty in like the gig where there's 5 people there, but like you don't know what that person has been through, you know, and you connect with them and somebody would be like, you know, I drove we did this gig in Ohio last year, for example, and this guy's like, I drove here from Canada wow. to see you guys play. And, you know, I listened to your album, Ollie Oxenfree, all the time after my father passed away. And he's like, it helped me so much. And he's like, you don't know what you've done for me. And it's just like, that's the highest honor that you can ever ask for as a musician, as a songwriter, as an artist, to have what you create help someone that you would never meet, you know? So it's beautiful. It's beautiful the way the music works like that. It's beautiful how art works like that. It's better than words. It's better than speech. You know, it's the universal language, all of that. Artists. Everybody is an artist, you know, and everybody, it's all about, like, your inner child coming out to play kind of thing and how to, like, nurture that. And so I got into this book, and one of the things they say is that, like, each morning you wake up and you write 3 pages. Just write 3 pages. It could be, you know, however you want to do it, real pages, computer, whatever. Just of your freeform thoughts, you know. And even if it's like, I don't have anything to write about, then you just write that down and then give it a couple minutes. And it just turns out to just be like, you start pouring it out onto the page. And you start working all this stuff out with yourself. It's incredible. So when I started doing that many years ago, it really spawned, like, the writing process, like, quite a bit. And one of the other things they say to do is go on like artist dates with like just yourself, not anybody else, like not your dog, not, and literally go somewhere that you have no reason to go to, you know, no one to meet, nothing to do, no errand to run, just go somewhere and like you sit and like you observe,
yeah,
you know, and just like how much that can be stimulating for your artistry is great. I did that when I wrote the lyrics for Moonscapes. I kind of had a friend of ours like drop me off on this island, you know, that was just in the middle of the marsh, and it was just me, you know, and I just kind of sat out there and with my guitar and that's where a lot of the stuff for that song was kind of written, you know, just, and it stimulates it, so then it builds on itself, you know. So it's really interesting. That's a great book.
All right.
Yeah.
And when you've produced all this and you hear it. When you hear people sing back to you the lyrics that you've brainstormed on one of these jaunts, what does that feel like to you to hear it?
It feels like family, you know? I mean, that's what it feels like to me for sure. Like, it feels like a common vibration, you know, that people, like I said, of all different walks of life are picking up on. And I mean, I just, it's incredibly flattering and it's such a blessing, you know. I mean, it's beautiful to know that, I mean, we were created, you know what I mean? But that's not where creation ends, you know. We're supposed to continue to create, you know, and be an extension of creation, you know. And so to be able to do that and to have it be something that is resonating with people, you know, is beautiful. And it's reinforcing, obviously, you know, when that happens. Hasn't always been like that. You know, we've played to many, many rooms of very few people, sometimes to nobody, you know. But you just, like I said, if you're doing what you love, then it's all worth it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
for your
thank
time.
You, Zibby.
That was awesome.
That was a good interview.
Oh, thanks. You're great too.
Here is Danger Muffin's song "Ode to My Heritage" from the Heritage album.
Pulls me forward, feels so strong. Ode to my heritage, wherever I'm from. Makes me wonder where they've gone. Ode to my heritage, wherever I'm from.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books featuring Danger Muffin. You can download their music on iTunes. Again, this has been sponsored by Chloe's Fruit, the cool way to eat fruit. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.